Welcome back into the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as Northwest Missouri State women's basketball coming off a huge weekend. They opened with a 54-47 win over Minnesota State Moorhead. Then they took down the number one team in the country and defending national champion Minnesota State Mankato 85-67 on Saturday. We are joined by Northwest Missouri State senior guard Molly Hartnett. Molly, congrats on the big weekend. You guys are 3-0 rolling right now. A lot of people would look at this and say, yeah, if Northwest is 1-3, that's a tough start, but it's building the resume and you're working off that. You're sitting at 3-1. What were the internal expectations for you guys?
Yeah, obviously we go into every game thinking, you know, we got to give the other team our best shot and do everything we need to do to get a win. Sometimes that doesn't always fall into place, but I'm super grateful for what our girls have shown through these first four games. Obviously, going 3-1 against some of the top teams in the nation is just unreal, and, you know, I'm excited to build off of it.
Kaylee Keston said in the media scrum on Saturday that, you know what, if shots would have fell, she thinks you guys would be sitting at 4-0, which would have been a win over number two Texas women's. Is that just kind of the mindset right now that, hey, we're capable of coming out and beating anybody?
Yeah, obviously, especially after our win against Minnesota State, you know, everyone can see that we can play with just about anybody. Yeah, we did struggle in the Texas women's hitting shots, but, you know, we all just got to keep shooting with confidence and know that we have put in the time in the gym, shooting every day, you know, doing what we need to do at practice, and, you know, things will take care of themselves.
You guys have come leaps and bounds, of course, since your true freshman year to where you're number five, you're 3-1. You guys are rolling right now. The pressure that Minnesota State throws at you guys, A, have you seen that against anybody throughout your career? And B, what allows you to keep your composure when you've got a couple players flying at you every time?
Well, first, I've never seen anybody play that style of basketball before. It was just a bunch of people running in your face. Hopefully you speed up, turn the ball over, you know. But it's super important to stay calm. Don't let them speed you up. It's important to take care of the ball, not giving them loose turnovers. And I think we did a great job of that. You know, our guards, I have all the confidence in the world in them. And, you know, we each had each other's bags. And a couple shot fakes did it enough, and we were able to beat that press. And, you know, get downhill in the paint. Kickouts were wide open, drop downs, floaters, you name it. One little pass fake got them all out of the way and scrambling around.
We're talking Northwest women's basketball with Northwest senior guard Molly Hartnett. You think about the young players playing on this team and the underclassmen. How much are they looking at yourself, Kaylee Keston, and Kelsey Fields in a game like that? And it's one of those of like, as long as you guys don't show fear on your faces, they're not going to react to it. But as soon as you get a little bit worried, then they might be like, are we in trouble?
Yeah. It's definitely about staying calm as a group. You know, every huddle that we get into, whether it be a timeout or at the free throw line, you know, we're just always reminding them, stay calm. You know, if you have to chuck the ball out of bounds, it's better than turning it over for them to get a wide open layup, which we didn't have very much of that. And obviously, the young girls do look up to us. We're kind of their mentors, and they're trying to mimic our game, but at the same time add the skills and that they have in their bag. And I think that they showed a lot of maturity this weekend playing Minnesota State Mankato.
Now, the fact that you've taken down number five and number one, now there's going to be a lot of folks around the area that are going to be heaping a lot of praise on and telling you how great you guys are. How do you kind of reel that back in to say, all right, Rockhurst and Graceland this week and anybody after that, we're not going to get too ahead of ourselves?
Yeah, it's all about staying in the moment. Obviously, it was great to celebrate that win, but now we got to look ahead, get ready for Rockhurst and then Graceland. But we always have that in the back of our minds. You know, we played with the number one team and beat them by a larger margin than most probably would have thought. But, you know, it just shows everyone who we are, what we can do, and we'll have a big target on our back for other teams to get us.
A year ago, you guys took down Rockhurst at Municipal Auditorium by the score of 80-57. Really hammered them there. You're going to see them again coming up on Thursday there at Municipal. Do you like this matchup, playing a Kansas City team in Kansas City in the place that you'll play your conference tournament to?
Yeah, I mean, Municipal's always awesome. I think we have a great fan base out there in Kansas City. And so it kind of makes it home away from home. But I look forward to playing them. They press a little bit, but not as much pressure as Minnesota State, but they do like to get up. So if we play with tempo, do what we need to do, we can get the dub.
At this point in your career, do you almost welcome that pressure because you know that's going to allow the offense to kind of get going wild?
Yeah, honestly, it works to our benefit. You know, we have great bigs down low that we can just launch the ball down to them. It's going to be almost a wide-open layup every time. But as Rocker scrambles back into their defense, it's easier for us because nothing is set. So we're able to attack and find the open people and get those good shots that we need to get.
Bearcats in Kansas City this weekend. You're not going to play a home game until November 30th and then December 30th against Missouri Western following that non-con. Is it a little bit weird going this long without actually being in Maryville?
Just a little bit, but, you know, a little travel never hurts anybody. It's great to play other places, especially municipal play at the end of the season. It's good to get a test in the waters, you know, not always worry about being at home, just worrying about the competition and doing what we know how to do.
All right, Molly, appreciate the time. Good luck this upcoming weekend.
Thank you.
That is Molly Hartnett, Northwest senior guard, as the Bearcat women's basketball team off to a 3-1 start. They'll take on Rockhurst Thursday and Graceland on Friday, both of those games at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. We'll take a break. Back with more on KXCV, KRNW.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information available at 660-241-5001.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full-service dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle, Compass Dental Group proudly supports the Bearcats. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at MaryvilleForum.com or at 660-562-2424.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at PizzaRanch.com.
And welcome back to Pizza Ranch on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Time now to talk soccer. Joined now by the head coach of the Northwest soccer team, Mark Gordon, along with ECAT Theorides and Moyer Frank. And again, good to have everyone involved with you on the show here. And coach, coming off a tough loss this past weekend to wrap up the season, a 3-2 loss there on the road. But to just kind of talk a little bit about how that game played out for you.
It was a great match for fans. I think, you know, you get into postseason and hoping that you're playing your best soccer, and I think as a team. They had a lot of the ball at times, but there really wasn't like a deep threat all the time. I thought we managed. They're an athletic, pretty fast, dynamic group, but really the threat of in the run of play, I thought we were more dangerous and created a few more chances. You know, the shot count, I didn't think really reflected the level of shots that were taken, and pretty routine collections and pretty simple stuff for Lily to clean up. And I just thought we played really well the last month and have just not come out on the right end of some of these matches.
And again, a 3-2 loss to Central Missouri. ECAT had a pretty good game, accounting for both of those goals there.
Yeah, I'm super blessed to have the opportunity to play on this team. And, you know, I just go out there and have fun and play my game. And I was fortunate enough to be able to motivate my team with one goal and a second goal. And, you know, I just go out there, play my position. I'm just glad that I have the team that I have behind me.
Just talk a little bit about how those goals were set up and the approach you took to getting those to go through the net.
I know UCM is like a very physical, hardworking team, and I just wanted to go in and make sure that I was giving it my all, because going against those teams, sometimes they underestimate you, and I just knew that every free ball if I had a chance to get there, I was going to get there. And that's kind of what happened. The first goal, it was a ball bouncing around, and I just went for it, and I was able to put my body in front of the ball before the keeper got there and just pushed through to get that on frame. And then the second ball as well, it was a bouncing ball around the box, and I worked hard to make sure that I was the first one to get there and getting a shot off.
Yeah, Mario, you're just kind of talk about your vantage point as far as this past weekend. Okay, here we go. Try it again here. For some reason, not coming through, but I don't know. Might change headsets real quick there. And
I can talk a little bit. ECAT was a little humility in her efforts on the goals that she scored. She flashed in on the first goal. Ball was served. Corner kick was played in, it was played back out, and another service came in, and she did. There was a 50-50 between her and the goalkeeper, and she had her body between the goalkeeper and the ball. But the window, after watching the film, because I was not sure, you know, we're on the sideline, and you know, I was just like, how did that get through? And the placement and the decision and the split second placement of the ball between two defenders and a goalkeeper, the window was not much bigger than a soccer ball. So pretty humble in that. The second goal, there's four or five UCM. I see a green flash go in between all these red shirts, and I see a half step. Again, just very good placement. The keeper, the ball was hidden from her as it came out of that cluster of players, and just really good placement. The keeper got a finger on it. So it was a great effort and hard work in what she did for us in the attack, and really brought a high energy to the game.
Hey, Mario, again, from your vantage point in watching this, just kind of talk a bit about this past weekend and what it meant to you.
Yeah, we knew this was going to be a big game for us, and the field when we got there was a rainy, muddy mess, and so it was just a battle on both sides of the field, and our back line did a great job of going hard into every tackle and controlling their, we know they have fast, dynamic forwards just like our team, so it was just a hard-fought battle till the end.
And I imagine, too, that's always kind of a sad time of year when the season comes to a close here, but do you have a lot to look back on for this past season that you can be proud of?
Yeah, we have a really great group of seniors, great leaders on this team, and it was just fun to play with them this year, and we're going to have a lot of people fill their spots on this team. They've played big roles on both sides of the field.
Yeah, Nikat, just what's the feeling you have as the season's coming to a close here?
I'm just so grateful for having the opportunity to play with every single one of these girls, and especially our seniors. Like Mo said, they all played such a big role, whether it's on or off the field, and they really welcomed everyone in and made sure that they were leaders on the team and everything. So I just thank the seniors for this season and last year, just all the time they've had on this team. They've really cultured an amazing group.
And kind of get the headset back over here, Mark, real quick. Mark, when you look at this season as a whole, I think it's you can just kind of take a look that the margin between winning and losing is so slim and so often. But and again, you've talked about the last part of the season a little bit frustrating from that standpoint. But overall, I think you have to look at a lot of good things came out of this year.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the girls hit on the leadership of the seniors, but I look at two players sitting next to me that'll be back, and Maura is a team captain, something that she carries with her. I look at the talent of the returners and the minutes and the growth they've given, that they'll give us a different dynamic. You lose a group every year. It's a bigger group this year, kind of end of our COVID era, and we've got a big group of young players coming in, and I think with you know, the folks that are returning and what they've done in the season. You know, we have girls that have had spot minutes and things, but there's been some really good growth in them. I just look at the season as, you know, kind of the pathway to what next year can be for this group. And they need to reflect on what their roles are respectively and know that they're going to be looked up to by a lot of different players next year, but they're fully capable, and I think we have a really good group of seniors and juniors that will be back, and emerging freshmen that will be sophomores. It's always fun to see what that group will bring the next year.
And one final note, I noticed both of these decided to hit the ice cream bar before coming on here. But Mario, in particular, I think kind of a better move and a captain move here, going to the Mark Gordon special there with the chocolate chip warm cookie and ice cream mixed together there.
Oh, yeah, this is not our first time here. So.
All right, well, it's been great having you on here on the show throughout this season, and good luck for the offseason coming up.
Thank you very much, John.
Again, that is Mark Gordon, the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State soccer team, along with Ekat Theoridis and Mario Frank. We'll be back. We've got more coming up right after this.
Support for KXEV KRNW is brought to you by Agriland FS, with 18 fast stop locations in southern Iowa and northwest Missouri, including South Main and Maryville, across from Applebee's. Fast stop is open 24/7. To find the nearest location, agrilandfs.com/faststop.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Twaddle Realty. Whether it's residential, commercial, or a farm property, broker Brian Twaddle can list it and market it through custom 3D virtual tours, pictures, and more. For information on all listings in the Maryville area, 562-7562 or online at twaddlerealty.com.
Underwriting for this program is provided by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More information available at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back into the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we roll on with Northwest Missouri State Volleyball. The Bearcats coming off a couple good wins over the weekend, taking down Missouri Southern and Central Missouri, and the Bearcats 2-mart at home coming up this weekend as well. We're joined by head coach Amy Wirth and Gabby Gartner, a sophomore on her squad. And coach, nice bounce back weekend here for the Bearcats. How nice was it to a little bit of time away, get fresh, kind of focus on a few different things in practice before rolling back into matches last week?
It was nice to have the break. I told the girls it's unheard of to have a break in the middle of the season, and so we need to take advantage of that and rest our bodies and use it as a gift. And so we really recalibrated practice and changed some things up in practice, made it harder. Practice is usually always challenging, but we made it harder with dialing up the intensity with less time. And so that's kind of that part of the season where you start tapering off a little bit more and do less individual drills and more group drills. And so that's where we've gone towards that direction. And we have always conditioned this whole year. And so we've put some of the conditioning into the punishments with what we're doing. But bottom line, it's a more intense product that we're getting, and the girls putting them under some pressure, which is good because it's very game-like. So we would like to have practice be harder than a game. And I have at least gotten some conversations from our players that they feel like that has been the you know, what the reality of the whole situation has been. So it's been nice to be able to recalibrate. We got into a 6-2, which is a different way of an offensive scheme, and got some wins out of it. We had done that prior in the season and had losses with it. So I wanted to try again with making less errors, and I felt like we were able to get more kills, and that was our big goal with that. And Gabby was definitely one of those people that stepped up and helped us get more kills, and we had not been out killing our opponents. So I think that was important for us to do that this weekend.
And Gabby, you come away with 8 there against Central Missouri in that win on Saturday. Whenever coach says, hey, we want to switch back to this, we hadn't necessarily had a ton of success, but she believes in it. Is that something easy for the players to step up and buy in and say, hey, let's do it?
Yeah, I think it comes from everybody putting their best foot forward in practice. Like, anybody on our team, I think, is ready to step up, like, when our name is called, when our number is called. So I think going in from, like, working hard in practice and kind of, like, taking, like, a break, I guess, if you say, from, like, being on the court, and then when we are like transitioning back into a 6-2, then we're ready to like go on the court and like take that position again to do what we can on the court and just try to like find kills, like we said, which is kind of like the goal in switching back to a 6-2. So,
Coach, with Missouri Southern on the Friday evening matchup, a team that's had a lot of struggles this year, and they're kind of pesky enough to kind of hang around, to wipe them out, really take things away in the fourth set, not allow them to hang around. How much is that just a killer instinct, but then also just kind of seeing things start to execute with that 6-2 within the match?
So I thought it was kind of – the 6-2 was it wasn't as pretty as we want it to be. And I'm not saying that we have to win pretty. You can win ugly. But there were some growing pains. And I felt like Saturday when we did play was a lot more smooth for us and I felt more comfortable. But it has to go into how much work we put into practice in it. We've been doing a lot of starters and non-starters in practice to be able to get them have a lot of court time with it and a lot of comfort with it. But Missouri Southern, we felt like, honestly, was the harder match of the two. It's wild to say that because UCM won the conference last year, but they just didn't go away. And we knew we had to continue to push, and we wanted to get it done in three, but did get it done in four. But they pushed from start to finish a little bit more than what UCM was doing and fought. So it was good to get that one under our belt in the 6-2. And then, like I said, playing on Saturday against UCM, I felt like we were less clunky in the 6-2 and more smooth with what we were doing. So it was nice to see that translate. And anytime you match up with the Jennies, we always want to beat them. That's a good matchup for us. It always has been, and it's very tight when we play the Jennies. So anytime we can get a victory over them is A-okay with us.
With things kind of going smooth there, as you mentioned, a .286 hitting percentage. I believe that's the second highest you've had in a match this season next to the Fort Smith match. Does that just kind of attributing it to, all right, we're kind of starting to hit our stride and figure this out with only two regular season matches left?
I felt like our first and second set really propelled us, and we have been working in practice about starting strong and fast. I thought what we did in practice translated really well into the game and had really high hitting percentages the first two sets against UCM. Struggled there in the third, but was high enough to be able to get that .286, which I think is attributed to them putting a lot of effort into it. Our push right now is to be the best at the end of the year. So we still feel like, one, we've got something to play for. Two, is our best path is to get the AQ, which is to win the postseason conference tournament. And we're really dialing in to get that done. And to show growth at this point of the season and going back into a 6-2, I think is great. It's just attributing to all of our people that practice every day super hard, that are dialed in and they want to be on the court. So it's great to be able to share more people on the court, to have more people have playing time. And I just feel like they've put that time in during practice, and I think it's showing.
We're talking Northwest Volleyball with head coach Amy Wirth and sophomore Gabrielle Gartner as the Bearcats coming off a couple wins over the weekend. Nebraska Kearney and Fort Hays State coming up. Gabby, a sophomore, but you've earned a lot of playing time through these first couple of years. What has been your biggest growth point here at Northwest Missouri State since you arrived on campus?
I think the biggest growth just comes from the player that, like, I guess have become because of the culture. I think Northwest, like, volleyball is known for, like, the environment that we produce at practice, our mindset at games. And I think mentally I become a stronger player here, and that kind of just goes in with the physically too. We put in a lot of work, and practice is hard, but it all pays off at the end of the day. And I think this last few months here too has kind of been like a game changer in my play as well. I think the competition within our team also makes me like to strive to be better every day, and we have a lot of competition between positions, so that pushes you to put your best foot forward as well. So I think these last 2 months has pushed me to not only work better as a player on the court in my position, but also mentally just to become stronger and kind of develop in like our culture here.
Coach, whenever you have a player like Gabby, also twin sister Sophia, coming to Northwest Missouri State, what sold you on those two as high schoolers?
Great parents. You always want to recruit parents too. And, you know, they help produce the people, you know, from the standpoint of the culture that they've been at home. And, we really liked our conversations with Gabby and with Sophia, and then their parents also with that. And so that has been a bonus. They have raised really great daughters, that do the right thing. There could be a ball that didn't go right in the ball cart, and they will be the one to go get it. Like, it's just very small things, but they're not minute to us. They're very important because of the discipline that happens. But we always know from that standpoint that they're going to do the right thing. And Gabby has been put on our Culture Wins group along with Sophia, not to lump them together, as they are two different individual people. And we know that, we can tell the difference, but most people can't. But they're individually, they do great things. And I think because, they hang out a lot together, I think they rub off on each other a lot. And those are awesome things that they're rubbing off on each other with, because they're great people all around. And so, Gabby just leads, you know, on the right side, and Sophia leads on the left side. So they're different positions, which is helpful at the beginning when you don't know what position or who is who. But it would be more confusing, I think, if they were the same position. But I think from that piece, it's just attributed to, the people that they bring to the culture, like their personality they bring to the culture. It's very high. To have two sophomores on Culture Wins, which is kind of our junior captains group, speaks highly of them. And when I said that they were going to be on, the people who were also on that group were like, that is exactly the right person and the right people to put on each of them. So we take in consideration, you know, we vote basically for who's got the hardest work ethic and who does the right things on and off the court. And they were very, very high with their names being listed a lot. So it just speaks volumes for them and their, you know, values they bring to the team, but also how hard they work in practice.
Is it true that last year as freshmen that you and previous assistant coach Jackie Kaysen would mark on one with a permanent marker so you could tell them apart?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Just want to be
we
sure.
Found our own ways. The first thing that we did when we had them at summer camps was their shoes and their shoelaces. That was the biggest difference that we could tell at first. So it was kind of like a marker, yeah. But it was not based on us. It was based on them. Sometimes one had their fingernail painted and the other did not, so we looked at that too. But the more there was some worry amongst our players, because that was the first set of identical twins we've ever had on our team. But the more you hang out with them, the more they're totally different with their personality. So we have two sets of sisters on our team, and so it's been awesome to be able to have the family. We have a family atmosphere anyway with our team, and it's just great to invite more families to our team. So happy to have both Gabby and Sophia. But Gabby has stepped up this season and done a great job for us. They both work really hard in practice, and we're really, really happy to have both of them.
And, Gabby, you're growing up in Byron, Minnesota, so you're kind of split between Mankato on one side and Winona on the other. You're right in the middle of NSIC country. Is that hard to come to Northwest Missouri State from there?
You know, I think it just adds on the competition edge of the MIAA, and whenever we play the NSIC, I want to beat them. You know, it's like that home aspect, and you know people on, like, every single team on the within, like, the NSIC. So it's always good to take a dub from them, and we did take a dub from Winona earlier this season, so that was great.
All right, before we let you guys go, number 4 UNK coming up this weekend. That's a Friday matchup, and then Fort Hays on Saturday. Coach, of course, that's always a tough road trip out there. Hays not having the best year. They can be difficult sometimes. Of course, a top-5 team in UNK. Just your thoughts and mindset as you get set for the final two regular season matches.
Control your controllables. You know, we've got to be us and play our style of volleyball on our side of the net. You know, Nebraska Kearney is going to bring their stuff. They usually do. We're happy to be on our court and happy to be on a neutral court when we play them again after this one, because we know we're going to have to go deep into the conference tournament to get the AQ. So we're preparing to play a very good team, but we're really challenging our players to continue to get our side as clean as possible when it comes to errors and unforced errors that we're doing on our side, and how can we just play our hardest and control our controllables and let everything else you know, take care of itself. When it comes to Hays, they run fast, and so we have to pay attention to that. They run, you know, their middles pretty quick, and then they run their outsides pretty quick. So from that piece, we have to pay attention and kind of find the flow of that game. But we had good success against them when we played them out there. So I feel confident that we'll be able to translate that on the court in Bearcat.
Well, Coach Gabby, thanks for the time today. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks.
That is Northwest Missouri State head volleyball coach Amy Wirth and sophomore Gabby Gartner with us. The Bearcats taking on number 4 Nebraska Kearney Friday at home and Fort Hays State on Saturday at home. Both of those 6 o'clock starts. We'll take a break. Back with more on KXCV KLRNW.
Support for KXCV KLRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to Pizza Ranch on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. So we talk men's basketball. The head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Matt Keeley, along with guard off the team, and Spencer Somers with us. And Matt, coming off your first weekend as head coach of the Bearcats, a couple of tough losses. But overall, what were some of the main things that you felt came out of the weekend down in St. Joe?
Yeah, from a result standpoint, certainly not what we wanted or even what we expected as that happened. But, you know, I've been enough part of enough seasons to know that, you know, it's a long thing and it's a journey. And you know, Spencer helped share that some of those ideas even with our guys in the locker room. And you know, the teams I've coached through the years, for whatever reason, are usually hitting their peak and better at the end of the year. I got to figure out a way to make us better early. But excited to get back on the practice court today, actually this evening, and go to work, because it's a quick turnaround here, and we've got another couple good opponents coming up this Thursday and Friday.
I imagine from one standpoint, it's just good to get out onto the floor for some actual competition this past weekend.
Yeah, you know, we played a couple scrimmages, and it played really well, and, you know, you keep scoring those things, and they'd gone our way, and we're feeling good about our group, but there's still a little bit of difference between a scrimmage and a real-life game, And those opponents that we saw there, you know, this past weekend in SIC exposed some things that we can go back to work on. But I think the good news is, you know, the things that happened to us aren't things that we can't fix. You know, obviously turnovers at a high level were a thing and not quite as fluid on the offensive end as we hope to be by the time this thing is done. And then the margin being that small where, you know, a defensive breakdown when those other two things are happening really has high magnitude because of the small margin that we've created in those other spots. But things that, you know, our coaching staff has gone to work on, breaking down on film and talking about, and you know, think we can find some solutions too.
Again, as we mentioned, Spencer Somers with us as well. And Spencer, as far as the first weekend for you, coming out of the first two games, averaging 10 points, a couple rebounds a game, a 13-point performance against Wayne State on Sunday. Just talk a bit about the first couple games for you from the standpoint of getting out on the floor and getting some pretty good minutes out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting. You know, I've been here a long time waiting to get those kind of minutes, and it's finally here. But we definitely have some things to work on, myself included, while I'm out on the court. But like Coach said, they're all things that are fixable, and we'll try to attack those things today. So,
and just from a standpoint, too, something that Coach talked about, just getting out there and getting actual competition and getting out on the floor, how much fun was that just to get the season underway?
It's a lot of fun. You know, it's always fun to play someone else instead of, you know, we kind of beat up on each other all fall leading up to these games, so it's always fun to get some real competition in.
What's been the biggest adjustment coming in with Coach Keeley and his style of play for you?
Definitely playing fast. You know, when Coach McCollum was here, we kind of, it was all defense, and then we kind of walked the ball up the court and got the shots that we wanted out of his style of play, but now it's, we're trying to get out. We're trying to get the same kind of shots, but just in a faster pace.
And Coach, one of the things with watching this first weekend, it just seemed like there were some possessions. Boy, you could see they've got it. And getting down the floor in the way that I would think you would feel good about, where those are the type of possessions that you can really build off of.
Well, and when you watch the film, most of the time it's never as bad as you think and never quite as good as you think. And so breaking it down, there were some glimpses where even on opposite possessions we were close, where maybe we just didn't roll hard enough or we were looking for a second option instead of a first option and stuff like that. But we didn't play very fast if you look at it from the amount of possessions that we had and you know, then gets amplified by some of the turnovers we had and specifically some of the just silly ones, that were out there. But I do think that we were close. We're probably, you know, after watching it, closer on the offensive side of it than we are on the defensive side of it, just from the standpoint of being as dialed in and together and cohesive as we need to be as a group. And so going to challenge them with some different ideas today, not necessarily where we're putting in new stuff, but just doing everything we got a little bit better and creating some communication and so come some cohesiveness with both groups that play together and some play calls and you know, just providing some things that we lacked.
Yeah, and again, talking about the turnovers, I imagine that's just one of the keys, too, where you can, if you eliminate some of those, they kind of get into that rhythm a little bit better on what you're wanting to do out there.
Well, that and some stops. You know, it's way easier to run after a stop than it is after a made bucket. You can do both when you're elite at it, but obviously two games in, we're not yet elite as a running team. So we got to feel what it's like after some stops and string some of those together. You know, just shared with the guys, I felt like at times the intensity level was more like we were playing pickup at the rec versus, you know, we were playing college basketball, you know, with the Bearcats, you know, on our chest and trying to represent in that way and just ourselves and our group. And so the intensity level has to go up a little bit. The execution level has to go up a little bit. But in the whole scheme of it, you know, are we talented enough? I think that we are. And that's the hardest thing to fix in the short term. So that's the good news. You know, I think we got the talent. I think we still got guys. I know that we got guys that are used to winning. I think we still got guys that are all the way bought in on what we're trying to do. And so we got out on the floor last weekend. And just like anything, you know, we got to be a little bit better today so that our performance is a little bit better come Thursday.
Hey, Spencer, coming in this season as one of the veterans on this squad, what are some of the main points that you're trying to get along to some of the younger players coming through?
The biggest thing is the work ethic and the communication aspect. We're big on talking here, whether it's yelling in the weight room or yelling at practice. The guys are adjusting to that still, a lot of the new guys, but we're definitely getting there. It's definitely better than it was week one. And then just the work ethic, everything that we do, being ready to go every day. Because you need to put in the same amount of work every day in order to be successful.
Well, a trip down to St. Joseph this past weekend. Now this week coming up, a little further south, going down to Kansas City Municipal Auditorium. And, Coach, I know that's a venue that growing up playing in Mid-American Nazarene and being a part of basketball in Kansas City that you have a lot of respect for, just that venue and going in and playing some basketball there.
Yeah, and I mentioned earlier, but like, the building is a cool building, and the Bearcats have had more than their fair share of success in that building. But, you know, hosts national tournaments, way back hits holds, hosted more NCAA Final Fours than any other building in the country. Hasn't done that since the 70s, but the fact remains it was like the Mecca. It was where everyone came to play in the national tournament. And then, you know, for a lot of years it still hosts the NAI National Championship, which, you know, I've had several teams that I either played on or coached with that got to go there and play. And so just the history of the building and the John Wooden and Wilt Chamberlain and just different people that have all been through there is really cool. And you know, it was proven true last weekend at St. Joe with noon start times on a Friday, you know, great crowd of Bearcats out there to support and see us. And, you know, we got a great alumni base down there in the Kansas City area, as well as the people that travel. And so, you know, I expect the green to be out supporting us still this weekend.
Yeah, especially how much fun is it for you to play down at Municipal?
It's always super fun. You know, we've obviously won a lot of games down there in my time here. But yeah, really cool building, really cool atmosphere, especially when Bearcat fans show out.
And let's just talk about the opponents you've got coming up this weekend, too. Shatner State and University of Colorado, Colorado Springs. And what are you looking for out of those two teams? I think both coming off for their opening weekend going 1-1 this past weekend.
Yeah, they were both 1-1 and matched up against a couple of Texas opponents as we started to look at them on film. You know, appear to be more, you know, long athletes versus, you know, beat you up kind of Midwest guys that you would think of. And maybe we even ran into this last weekend. And so we'll just be another new challenge. You know, the challenge that Augustana gave us on Friday, and then the different ball screen coverages and kind of the toughness of the defensive group on Sunday, and now a little bit more of a you know, long athletes that like to get out and pressure the basketball and make passing and you know, cohesiveness difficult on you. So we'll have seen a wide array of different matchups, you know, here in even the first three games. But despite that, with Shadron and you know, Colorado Springs, still early, a lot of our focus is internal. You know, how are we going to play? And despite the things that the teams are doing to us, I thought our play hard went way up between Friday and Sunday. You know, Friday I was literally sick to my stomach a little bit on, you know, how long this season could be. And then despite the result on Sunday, I thought, you know what, if we can get an effort like that, that's something to, you know, kind of put our hat on. And it's got to be better, but it's certainly trending in the right direction. And, you know, hopefully that remains true at practice tonight.
All right, and it looks like it should be a fun weekend down in Kansas City.
We're hoping so.
All right, that's the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Matt Keeley, along with player off his squad, Spencer Somers. We'll be back. We've got more coming up right after this timeout.
Support for KXEV, KRNW comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support for KXEV, KRNW comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by Millen Dinsdale Seed in Maryville and Oregon. Millen Dinsdale is proud to have former Bearcat offensive lineman Tanner Owen on the team as a crop specialist. To contact Tanner, Aaron, or the rest of the crew, MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Back at Pizza Ranch here for the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, talking Northwest Missouri State Cross Country as the men come away with a solid showing. They're the runner-up at the NCAA Central Region Meet. They are moving on to the National Championships in Sacramento, California, coming up in a couple weeks. The women wrap up their season with an eighth-place finish in the regional. We've got head coach Wick Cunningham with us and a junior for the men's team, Nate Mueller. Appreciate you guys coming on and talking with us. And once again, Wick, another solid showing as the men punching their tickets. Did this race kind of play out how you expected?
It actually didn't. A lot of slow, tactical race that first 5K for sure. I've never really seen that at a regional meet, so not quite what we expected, but we were ready for anything. You know, we put ourselves in great positions, and everything worked out all right.
Nate, as you kind of watched that, it was quite a large pack altogether. Is there any apprehension about, like, should I be the one to pull out of this and to kind of take over? Do you want to hang back a little bit and go with the group?
I think the second option, just kind of, you know, sit in the pack and let the race develop, let someone else do the work up front. That ended up being Ryan Hartman. He kind of made a move around 6K, and I just tried to cover that move as best as I could. It was definitely a different race, a fun race, you know, where you get to 5K, you look back, and the whole field is still there. Everyone's still there, so definitely a different race than what I've been a part of, but definitely a good experience to be in a race like that.
When you're at that starting line with 200 people and you take off and it's still bunched together, is that a little bit difficult of, like, should I maneuver around some people and push forward? I don't want to be that person that's going to catch a heel and then cause, like, the big domino effect. Like, I'm sure there's some anxiety that comes with that.
Yeah, there's a little bit of anxiety. I think just the biggest thing is, you know, putting your trust into your training and all the work that you've done leading up to it. That allows you to kind of just be patient in the middle of that race, and just trust that, you know, everything's going to work out, and you'll have the legs to go that last 4K.
Wake, we look at it. East Central comes away with a win by just 5 points over Northwest Missouri State. You kind of get what you expect out of that big three, all finishing within the top handful of racers. But then your depth also filing in. How'd you feel about that team's effort overall?
Yeah, overall, I think it was a really good effort. You know, everyone put themselves in the right positions and the places they needed to be so that it gave our team the best chance to qualify. And there's three automatic qualifying spots, you know, and we were just, as long as we got one of those three, we're going to walk away pretty content with this meet. When you get close to the win, you can kind of be like, what if this, what if that? But ultimately, that wasn't the main focus. We didn't want to, you know, we don't want to be a team that had a fantastic season all year that doesn't end up at the national meet. So now we got that box checked and we're ready to move on.
Whenever you think about yourselves in East Central and Pittsburgh State, a pretty distant third points-wise, you take them and drop this into a national field all of a sudden. How does Northwest Missouri State, in your eyes, stack up with what you'll see in Sacramento?
You know, I think we're going to stack up pretty well. I think we're going to have, you know, three people contending to be pretty high up, and then we have not just two more, we have four more guys that have all beaten each other throughout this year that could be shuffling positions and running as a group. And I think that's the biggest thing in a national meet, being able to find your teammates in a field of 250 people, and all the craziness there. When you're able to find someone that you can relate to and that you run with on a daily basis is going to be a huge advantage for us going into that national meet. And, you know, having been there before last year, we can have we can rest on a little bit of experience there.
Nate, you kind of think about coming in and you know what this team's capable of, and like, all right, let's do some damage at these meets throughout the year and then find our way into the NCAA championships. Is there even more room for this team to ratchet things up over the next 2 weeks?
I believe that 100%. I think we've, you know, performed well at every race we've been at, but I think there's also areas, like, you know, some races where we could have ran even better. And so I think we're all kind of coming together at the right time. We're all running, you know, pretty well, and I think we could do something very special here in 2 weeks in California and really surprise a lot of people, hopefully.
You know, that old Kobe Bryant quote when he's in the NBA Finals, you know, job's not finished. It's not finished yet, but ultimately you think about coming to Northwest Missouri State and wanting to put yourself in this position. Are you kind of looking around yourself right now thinking, like, this was the reason that I wanted to be a Bearcat at the end of the day?
Yeah, 100%. I saw, you know, the success they were having, you know, with Wick and, you know, the athletes he had, and I wanted to be a part of that, and I wanted to, you know, come here and build something special that will hopefully, you know, go on, you know, when I leave. And so I think it's kind of funny you say that Kobe Bryant quote, because we kind of just been joking around with that all year, you know, kind of like, you know, what's there to be happy about, you know, even though, you know, we've had a lot of performances where we were happy about. But it's kind of just that mentality of, like, not being, you know, satisfied or content with what we have done and always, you know, striving for more. And obviously Nationals is the big one, the one everyone talks about. So we're really excited.
Bearcat men's cross country with that Mamba mentality. I like that. Wait, before we let you guys go, too, of course, the men will be running the championships on November 23rd out in Sacramento, California. The women wrapped up a season with a couple upperclassmen that really great within their whole careers, and of course Lydia will be coming back for another season, and a lot of really good underclassmen. How have you felt like that women's team developed throughout the whole season?
Yeah, I think they developed tremendously throughout the season. I saw a lot of growth. I think we really turned a corner at the Griffin Invite, you know, about halfway through the season, and really didn't look back. I think that showed at the conference and regional meets, and it's super exciting that we're returning six of our seven, and that's a big deal for us to have that coming back. You know, Alina will be a tough loss. You know, she's our top runner at the end of the year, and you know, she's a good leader for us. But ultimately, we're gonna rely on all these other people to grow and develop a little bit more, and we're very excited for that.
Well, we're looking forward to that, too, and looking forward to a couple weeks as Northwest men off to the NCAA championships out in California. Wick, Nate, thanks so much for the time, and good luck.
Thank you.
That is Northwest Missouri State cross country coach Wick Cunningham and Nate Mueller, a junior from the men's team. We'll take a break. Back with more on KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW is brought to you by Agriland FS, with 18 fast stop locations in southern Iowa and northwest Missouri, including South Main and Maryville, across from Applebee's. Fast stop is open 24/7. To find the nearest location, agrilandfs.com/faststop.
Support for KXEV KRNW comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Carlson Seed, a generational family business at the Iowa-Missouri line, offering DeKalb, Asgrove Seed, Custom Spraying, and Pivot Bio. To learn more, carlsonseed.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Kodeman in St. Joseph, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com.
Support for KXCV Karen W. comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Pizza Ranch, as we wrap up the show this week, and we do have with us a strong safety from the Northwest Missouri State football team, and Holden Zygmunt. And Holden, great to have you with us here on the show.
It's nice to be here. Yeah, thank you.
And Holden, just kind of talk about this season for you, really coming along, making this a signature year for you, coming in as a freshman redshirt, and it just seems like, you know, as each game goes along, you look more comfortable out there and really making some key plays to help this team.
Yeah, I mean, first game, obviously, I got the call up. I was going to start. It was a surprise for me. A lot of nerves. But, yeah, for sure, each game is getting more comfortable, and that comes with practice for sure. But just getting that playing time in has been great for me to be able to, you know, compete around a bunch of different teams.
Yeah, it really looks like you've got some guys back there that have had some playing time and some experience. Have they been able to help you out a little bit in making the adjustment coming in as a starter?
Yeah, for sure, especially the other safety, Shane. He started as a redshirt freshman after a couple of guys went down, and to have him kind of bring me insight and wisdom has been great, as well as other guys like Khalil Smith, been a great leader for us this year. And, yeah, so to have those guys take me under their wing helped me to be comfortable as I can on the field, as really elevated my game for sure.
Yeah, one of the things that's kind of fun to watch out there, it just really seems like you've got a great nose for the football and like to be right in the middle of everything.
Yeah, I mean, I would say our defense kind of sets us up that way, so that's great to have. But, yeah, we're taught to play hard all the time, obviously. And, you know, you get to a point you're itching to make a play. And so when those opportunities come, you know, you got to make the most out of them.
You know, one of the things, too, coming in as freshman redshirt, are making a name for yourself on the defensive side. I think, if I check the stats right, third on the team in total tackles, also an interception to your credit this year as well.
That seems about right. There's a couple games where, you know, I didn't get as much action as I would have liked to, but these past couple games I've really been focusing on playing as hard as I can, finishing out strong, and, you know, it's brought about success. So.
Now, you're relatively new to the program coming as a freshman, but have you been fully indoctrinated into the rivalry that is Missouri Western?
Yeah, I did get a good glimpse of that on Saturday for sure. I mean, it was a physical game. It was probably the most physical game I've played this year. And that just goes to show how big that rivalry is. And we talked about it all week, how, you know, it's kind of indoctrinated into our program that's what we do. And so it was exciting to go out there and be a part of the team and play against them, yeah.
Coming to Northwest Missouri State from Mill Valley in Shawnee, Kansas, what were some of the main things that really attracted you to this Bearcat football program?
For one is that this was one of the only programs that took a chance on me, being shorter in size, you know, didn't get a lot of looks. I felt very overlooked. And so Northwest was the only program that really stuck out with me, took me in. They talked about being a family. That's something that we talked about in high school a lot, and that's something that is pretty important to me. And so that was big here at Northwest. That's something I wanted to carry on for a long time. And so when Northwest took that chance on me, I jumped up and grabbed it. So
now when you look at some of the rosters of some of the other sports on the Northwest campus and also around the MIAA, you see a number of players from Mill Valley just scattered around on playing college sports. What is it about the Mill Valley athletic program where a lot of folks like you coming out of Mill Valley, you seem to have a lot of success at the collegiate level?
Yeah, I would say character for sure. They do big on building character. From the time we're young, you know, we start our youth football program, and it seems like they worry less about actual skill set and more about, you know, how, is this going to be a good kid? And I think that really carries on to as the people get into their adult years, you know, they start to realize that, you know, hard work does pay off. You know, who you are is how you're going to play. And so, you know, they really build you from the ground up. And so it helps out a lot.
Now, this past weekend, I think on the Chiefs broadcast, a little bit of notice about a Denver Bronco player, Lucas Kroll, a tight end that comes from Mill Valley as well. I guess in his high school days, probably more known as a baseball player than a football player. But have you had a chance to talk with Lucas? No, he went through there a little bit ahead of you coming through the Mill Valley High School.
Yeah, I haven't personally talked to him, but he did come in and talk to us a couple times throughout my high school career. And you can just tell he's got a big personality. He carries himself highly, which is awesome. He deserves it, and yeah, it's exciting to see and to know that, you know, a guy who's only a couple years older than me is doing big things in the league. So,
well, one more game left on the schedule. Pittsburgh State coming up on Saturday. That's always a pretty big rivalry there.
Oh yeah, especially for us, likely our last game of the season, and. It's senior night too, so a lot of these guys won't be playing again. We want to go out with a bang, and for it to be Pitt State as well, coming off a loss from last year, you know, we want to get this win as badly as ever. So.
All right, well, Holden, great to have you with us here on the program. Are you looking forward to watching you on Saturday and, of course, the rest of your career at Northwest?
Thank you.
Again, Holden Zygmunt with us, a strong safety for the Bearcat football program. Don't forget, we've got Bearcat football on Saturday, but we've got men's and women's basketball Thursday and Friday as well. You're listening to KXCV Maryville and KRNW Chillicothe, and we'll be back here again next Tuesday with another edition of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show.